Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Tuesday, my friends. Welcome to another croaky Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, you can check me out on Drive later today at 4 p.m. Hopefully, my voice would have returned. The last word was returned because my voice ironically left me on the word return. Oh, he's gone again. Maybe I just can't say the word return. Oh, good. There you go, return. Oh, and it went again. It's weird. Anyway, we begin with fallout from Sean Dyche's Everton, drawing with Dean Smudger Smith's Leicester in the Premier League. The match, of course, was live on TalkSport. Here's all the reaction.
Prepare yourselves. There's a few nerve-jangling moments ahead. There was certainly a few of those today. A four-goal thriller that ebbed and flowed between Everton and Leicester finishes at the King Power Stadium. Leicester 2. Everton 2.
Some of those players are flat out. They've been on their haunches, some lying on the ground. And any wonder, it was non-stop football, non-stop entertainment. No time wasting, no cheating, no VAR nonsense. This was proper football and proper entertainment as well. Big applause to all the players involved and all the coaches as well.
Sean, it was billed as a must-win game.
No,
you both approached
really
it.
Really, was it? That's a new one on me. Wow.
You both
had it every game since I've been here.
Yeah.
Anyway, good.
Approached it like that. What was it like being involved in it?
Well, look, there was a calmness to our performance, which I was pleased at. A little bit less so second half, but the first half particularly. And the belief in what we're trying to do, which was very pleasing after stepping away from that last week against Newcastle. And, you know, taking on a game, taking on an awkward game, of course, you know, away at Leicester. They've got a new manager, 4 points for the last couple of games with the new manager and stuff like that. All them things going the mountain pop, but you're still looking to perform. And I thought we did. You come away disappointed, you don't get 3 points, but certainly not disappointed with the performance.
Jordan, you're an Everton fan, you're not happy.
I'm not happy at all, mate. That's all.
Go on.
I think Dyche should go. I really do. At the end of the day, we've had 13 games under him, right? He's won 3 games, drawn 4, lost 6. He has played the same defenders as in Michael Keane for the last numerous amount of games. And if you watch the game tonight, you could see that he made mistake after mistake after mistake.
Well, Andy Townsend, it was a brilliant attacking game with so many chances. So yeah. There's a lot of contenders for man of the match.
A lot of contenders today. I thought Maddison's influence on the game grew. I thought Alex Iwobi, having made a horrible error for Leicester's second goal, threw himself at it second half, worked exceptionally hard. But I'm going to go for Jamie Vardy.
Jamie Vardy's first Premier League goal at home for a year could be absolutely humongous.
I'm going to go for Vardy because I honestly feel if Leicester are to have any hope of surviving, aid, I think we've got to see Jamie Vardy doing what he did tonight, playing on shoulders, being fed on those through balls, being in the thick of things, being at the heart of everything good about what Leicester City do. That, to me, was classic Vardy tonight, and I really enjoyed his performance.
Jamie Vardy scoring here in a Premier League game for the first time in a year, that's significant as well. His weapons are going to be useful for you.
Yeah, and I'm really surprised to hear that. He was a threat all day. He's been a threat since we got here. Man City was starved of the... We were starved of the ball, so we didn't see an awful lot of that, but certainly in the other 2 games, he's looked a real threat and we've been really pleased with him.
Iwobi in the box, flashed it through the 6-yard box. It comes back to Doucouré, shoots. Oh, what a save!
What a save!
What a brilliant stop from Iversen!
Iversen, yeah. Where has he been this season. They sent him out on loan. They sent him out on loan, brought him back in January.
He was superb tonight.
He was the difference between Leicester either getting a point or getting nothing. He was brilliant. Jamie Vardy rolling back the years. I thought a draw on reflection, Jay, was a fair result in all honesty.
Is a draw good enough for any of them? Not really Everton. Well, Leicester, you know, it gets them up two places.
It kind of feels as though it's not, but if you can't win the game, don't lose it. It's probably a fair result. It was a brilliant game.
Yeah.
It truly was.
Now, Arsenal take on Chelsea tonight in the Premier League on TalkSport. The Gunners lost their grip on the Premier League after City beat Fulham at the weekend, meaning, of course, the Citizens, no one calls them that, are now top. Despite that setback, manager Mikel Arteta has insisted the season ain't over, or isn't over.
I know what we were trying to do, what the objective was, what we've been doing, and we still have the nicest part of the season to play with 5 games to go. When I still look at it, it's like, this is not over, you know, and I would pay a lot of money to next season in this moment be in this position again, a lot, believe me. So I just want to maximize the moment that we have right now and go for it, because we have achieved what it was difficult to achieve, and we can still achieve the Premier League, because it's 5 games to go and a lot of things are going to happen still. What we have to do is forget about what happened last week, learn from it and move on into the next game with a full tilt at home with our people, London Derby, and put things right.
Now, the FA are looking into Liverpool boss Jurgen Klopp's comments after he said referee Paul Tierney appears to have something against his team in the win against Spurs. Even though he didn't send off Jota for that tackle on Skip. And Jota went on to score the winner. So, if anything, he did them a favour. Anyway, Simon Jordan wants Klopp to be sanctioned. We'll also hear from former referee Supremo Keith Hackett. But first is Martin Keown, laboured in Clippity Klopp a bully on the touchline. A bit rich coming from him.
If you look at what goes on touchline, Klopp has a little bit where former players particularly tries to get under their skin. He has to own the technical area, Klopp. He does that. That's him. And if you look at Peps, they just ignore him. But the younger managers, the Lampards, the Artetas, and now we're seeing Ryan Mason, it needles them a little bit and they react to him. And this is what we're seeing. And then I think it's a little bit bullying, really, from Klopp.
We've got managers who are going completely out of control and we've got fourth officials. I mean, I watched John Brooks. He remained fairly calm. He's got a job to do, by the way, supporting the referee's decisions. He's got to actually look at the pitch and see if there's anything untoward happens. Yeah. But what is he doing? He's like a rabbit in headlights. I mean, he's got Klopp in his face. And I'm going, we've had Mitrovic the player a few weeks ago. We've got serial offenders. The FA have got to show some bottle here. And I've said that I believe the book should be thrown at Klopp and he should serve a ban from the touchline.
Paul Tierney gave us in a game, in a season where it was quite important, he didn't give Harry Kane a red card. We have to ask Mr. Tierney what's in this situation, what's going on.
I think he should be made to account for what he's alleging. I mean, if you're going to say something, say it. And it's cowardly that he didn't. If he wanted to go full in and make the observation, he didn't need to bring Tony's observations to him into the conversation. He brought them in. You said this man said inappropriate things to you. So why don't you tell us what they are? Because you went in, you brought it to our attention, and now you want to drop these little truth bombs in and walk away from the explosion. And they've got audio. So it's a matter of fact. So he now needs to be held accountable. And if he doesn't want to volunteer what he thinks he heard, because that'll be the next one out of the next cab off the rank,
right,
then he needs to now have himself in a serious position, because he has just called a referee biased. He's just said it.
Now, Bournemouth moved ever closer to securing their Premier League status with victory at the Vitality Stadium against Leeds. Cherries boss Gary Gazza O'Neill spoke exclusively to Jim Whitey White and was delighted with where the club are at. Down by the sea, beautiful out there.
Congratulations to Gary O'Neill. Bournemouth are guaranteed to be a Premier League club next season.
I think 39 is a big ask for enough of the teams below us to get that many to drag us back into anything. But yeah, you never know until it's mathematically done. You never know that, you know, we've won 4 of our last 5, so there's no reason that other teams can't do the same. I just think it would take, obviously with as many teams below us as there are, it would take a real, yeah, incredible run of results from lots of different teams to drag us back in, really. So yeah, pretty much done, I would think, Jim. We shut the doors every time we have a meeting and it's okay. No one outside of this room believes that we have a chance. So it's an incredible opportunity here for us lads to show a real big number of people that we're better than everyone thinks we are. And also beyond that, when we lose 9-0 at Liverpool or when Arsenal score in the last second and we're bottom of the Premier League, people think, oh, that's a tough blow to come back from. But just kept asking them to respond, and they've responded unbelievably well, Jim, to every little setback, every bit of criticism, all the questions asked of them. Because a lot of questions asked, to be fair, of the group initially, and then, of course, of myself, because first-time manager. A lot of questions are asked of us, and so far we've managed to answer enough of them.
On now to the Championship, and Rotherham have secured their status in the league for another season. Here's how things unfolded on TalkSport 2.
It's full time at the New York Stadium. Start spreading the news. They've stayed up today. Rotherham do what they've been unable to do in each of their last three Championship campaigns. They have beaten the drop. Credit to Matty Taylor, Wayne Carlisle and all of their staff. Rotherham United, who finished in the bottom three in each of their last three Championship campaigns, won't be doing that this time around.
Both sides have come away from here with a point at Ewood Park. It's enough for Blackburn to go into the last game of the season against Millwall. Luton already knew that they were going to finish third in the Championship. They go into their last day of the season on Monday against Hull City. Probably level terms today, deserved a point both sides, but it has finished here at Ewood Park. Blackburn Rovers 1, Luton Town 1.
So let's have a look at that playoff picture. Coventry in fifth on 69. Millwall in the final playoff place, sixth on 68. Then Sunderland 66, West Brom 66, Blackburn Rovers 66. Five teams going for two playoff places. It promises to be a fantastic final day of the season, and we'll have it covered on TalkSport, of course, next Monday afternoon, 3 p.m. All those Championship games kick off.
On now to the Champions League, and Arsenal women have missed out on reaching the final after getting dumped out of the competition by Wolfsburg. So you could say the Wolf was well and truly at the door. That doesn't mean anything, does it?
There will be no Champions League final for Arsenal. It is sheer and utter heartbreak. Beaten after extra time by Wolfsburg, but the vast majority here in a record crowd for a women's game in England get to their feet after a monumental effort by the Arsenal players. Ultimately, though, an effort that ends in defeat. It ends with the Wolfsburg players and staff running onto the field of play, jumping up and down, and delight for the 50 or so travelling fans. The rest of the Emirates is almost stunned.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewellery from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
And we finish with Dean Saunders reviewing the latest John Wick film. Oh my goodness, this should be great.
Keanu Reeves has got five lines in it. His first line in the film, after about 10 minutes in, after he's been shot,
about 150 times, right? And he's not, none of them's made a mark on him. He's got a Hugo Boss suit on all the way through the film, and he opens the lapel to stop the bullets hitting him. He's fallen down a flight of stairs, which is about the same size as the Shard, right? He's gone all the way down to the bottom. He's got shot about, I'm not exaggerating, he should be in goals for Leeds because he's had that many shots. He saved them all. He's got run over by the Arc de Triomphe. You know that roundabout? He got run over about five times. One car hit him that hard, right? It made a body print in the side of a van when he hit the van about 50 yards away. And he gets up at the end, and his second line in the film about an hour in is, I want to be remembered as a loving husband. That's it.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show. Hopefully, this voice holds out. Later on today at 4 p.m. After us, of course, it's Arsenal with Chelsea in the Premier League, a TalkSport exclusive. There will obviously be another one. This Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast out first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.